These girls are having a breakdown. Bravo breakdowns. These girls are going insane now. Bravo breakdown.
Back in black. Mm-hmm. Morning Bravo's downfall.
Yeah. Oh, I thought you meant this is the morning of Bravo's downfall. I mean, we are mourning a little bit. Let's be honest. This is like the summer of sadness. I've been down bad all summer. It's the summer of sadness. It's the summer of the end of Jack's leaving is an end of an era. And I'm sorry. I'm sorry. And now we said it.
Yeah.
This is the true end of VPR. Like, it wasn't season 9. You know, it's like having like a sick relative, you know. VPR, it's like not so good for a long time. And then it's like, oh my gosh, you know, Scandaball, it's revived. Reality TV is revived. It's this new meta era. And, you know, it's all about the blogs and, you know, what's happening outside. And it's so exciting again. But it's like, no, inside, the sickness was growing.
I didn't.
And the sickness is addiction.
I didn't know you felt so strongly about Jax. I just.
Oh my gosh, I'm always telling you. I'm always texting you. I think I'm coming to terms with it today. That's like half the texts I've sent you.
Listen, sometimes you got to say goodbye to Buster Keaton. Sometimes you got to say goodbye to the greats. And he was one of the greats.
He was one of the greats.
We can't really let him keep staying on TV.
Oh, I'm not
accusing people.
I mean, he done did it. Like, he did it to himself. Yeah. It's just
great
like
condo,
I
like his condo.
Great condo.
Great condo.
It's just you know, it's just rough. It's really like it's the same thing that's kind of happening, you know, in your 30s anyway, where it's like, oh, the people you used to party with, it's like, you know, some of them, it's like, oh wow, you're deeply unwell and I have to step away from you. You have to go to rehab in Florida, you know, and it's like, and now Jax too.
Well,
perhaps my dearest friend of all.
Sometimes you're not even going to rehab in Florida. Sometimes you're just doing the Twitter for a minor league hockey team. And that's my prayer for him.
That's my
that's our prayer.
I mean, I feel like we need a little bit more of a realistic career. Maybe that he could be their mascot.
Well, he wanted to do that. Actually,
I know, but he's not capable.
Get paid a lot. He can't be a mascot.
He's got that big head like a ham. It's protective.
Oh, like it would
for
really.
Kids.
I think like it's like really hard. I think you have to be able to know how to do like tricks, you know, and not just turn them.
I feel like it's still more realistic than like him learning how to
Twitter,
you know, do SEO content.
Honestly, I think like Twitter is the place for Jax. Like those are his people at this point. Like the people who are remaining.
No,
on Twitter.
I would freak out if he doesn't alt.
You are freaking
like,
out, Lauren. I'm worried about you.
I'm sad, but like I'm dealing with it. I've been processing for a long time. I'm just in the sadness part of my grieving. But like, no, he can't do an alt-right turn. That's just gonna bum me. He can't be Kelly Dodd. Speaking of which, Kelly Dodd is in the news.
Even if nobody's listening and nobody is watching and we're never posting, we've got our finger on the pulse.
We really do. Internally, yeah, we felt we were like, I couldn't feel her coming back again. We felt the presence of God. She's made headlines.
Thank God it's Tuesday.
Because she, we all know that, very sad Denise Richards, terrible shithead.
Yeah.
Big Dick Aaron is a small brained loser, is what I've always said. What I've always said about him. And then Kelly Dodd is like openly mocking her for this. Yeah. So if you really want a deep dive on the Dodd, who also she's claiming that, well, as we talked about in our season 11 recap, that David Bedore was physically abusive to Shannon. And if you
he beat the shit out of her. And then 12 years later this week, she was like,
brought it up again.
He beat the shit out of her. So that's
if you really want her origin story, and when she first started making these allegations, how it rocked Rosy and kind of for a little while, then please go back and listen to our season 11 recap or watch it on YouTube. And then also, this is, well, let's get into this new season, because it really is a perfect time to listen to our old OC content, because it's right. mostly just relitigating that. Gretchen's back, yeah, and they're talking about
Slade's
the Jimbolino lawsuit. Like, it's all about... But OC is all about recycling lately. Tamara's old face is back. Gretchen's new horrifying face.
Old face. Her hair has not moved.
Her hair has never changed. I don't know. I think it's a wig now.
You know what? She's still living in that house that Jeff bought her.
The house that Jeff built.
He gifted it to her. And Slade.
That's all she got, though.
Well, she got a career.
That's true. Okay, so yeah, so let's get into it. We're going to recap the second episode in an effort to be topical of the new season of OC, also because the premiere was boring. To recap it briefly, I mean, the main thing that happened was that Katie is confronted by almost all of the women, because she's recently been caught talking to a blogger who's like, and
saying,
making some allegations about Tamara.
Damaging allegations. Yeah.
And she's like kind of denying it. And Shannon takes Katie's side because she's like, everyone's ganging up on Katie, but also because for some reason fans took Katie's side in the reunion when everyone was ganging up on Katie being like, didn't you, while you were driving and texting with kids in a car, a guy told you to, like, stop doing it, drove
stop
up to
texting,
you, and then
so
you chased him, beat him up, and then it came out it was because his kids died because someone was texting and driving. And she's
and
like,
went
I
to
mean,
jail, and...
She's like, I mean, yeah, and I was homeless. And everyone's like, how dare Heather Dubrow? How dare she? How dare she bring this up? I'm
this
like,
this woman has suffered enough.
Oh, honey, I hear about it. This is the Katie.
This is Katie's turn. Kelly Dodd. Katie, I feel like, very different personality, but we're much like Kelly Dodd season 11, which we just recapped out now. This is Katie's villain story. This is like her season.
And I do
she
think
might not deliver things the same way, but it's almost a little more sinister.
I love, how she's just like, just so dead behind the eyes, motionless in the face, monotone, dabbing no tears out of her eyes when she pretends to be upset. It's like she is a stone cold killer. And I love to see it. So, I want whatever cocktail she's on, medication wise, because she's feeling no pain, my dear.
Pills, baby.
And we just love kind of a new kind of housewife like this. Like, this is, she really, I feel like, might be the flop queen of all flop queens.
We love a new type, what do we call them? Cluster B personality.
A new cluster B personality. Like, she and Brittany are really, I feel like, the housewives who take newbie flop queen into a new place and to a new level where it's iconic.
I have to tell you, okay, quick sidebar, and then we'll actually start the recap. Brittany is so insane on social media. I'm obsessed with her. She showed one of her cameos that she did for someone, and she was just singing Addison Rae's Diet Pepsi in her car while driving.
That's so her.
Like holding the phone, driving, looking into the phone like... You know, singing Addison Rae's Diet Pepsi. And I was like, this is high art. Protect her at all costs.
If you hate Britney, you hate the girlies. Like,
you are not. Yeah, the girls who get it. Yeah, you are not a feminist. If you hate Britney, you hate women. And it's so
100%.
Clear.
Yeah. And yeah, I think Brittany, it actually isn't off topic for us to get into Brittany, because this is
Brittany,
Katie's
bitch.
Arc this season is Brittany, bitch. It's very
Brittany
much
bitch.
Like why Brittany was ostracized on SLC. because everyone knows she's like
a star
talking to bloggers, and everyone's jealous that she's a star.
Okay.
So we open with Shannon driving the wrong way down a one-way street. She is a menace on the roads and should not be driving anymore, Michelle.
Archie was nowhere in this particular shot. So that's
But he forever. Remembers Michelle. He's been through enough.
Never forget. We'll never forget his little paws.
Oh my gosh, Michelle texted me like 5 days ago an article where the headline was Shannon Bedore again, like
troubled with
the law for driving. And I'm like gasping for air. She's getting Karen Hugard. It's her second DUI. She can't come back from this. And then we open it and she just got a speeding ticket.
We love more page like, six.
That was a close one.
That was a
but
close
still,
call.
Take Shannon's license away. This is not a
something's working, okay. But she's just not, you know, you will all see the truth. That she should not be on the road.
That she should not be on the roads. And she's talking again, talking on the phone with her daughter, filming while on the road. It's like, guys, no, you're setting her up. No. We have to protect our Shannon.
Film her in the car. A car. John Jansen already tried that. It's not a good thing to do.
No more footage. As my nephew would say, no.
Because
Shannon is our star at this point. She's a tentpole.
Yeah.
Shannon and Katie, I really like this. They're recapping about how all the women were mad at her
dynamic
for,
duo
leaking their secrets to bloggers. And they do talk about Katie's fascinating, you know, there's flight, fight, and freeze. And she does have a real freeze response to conflict.
No,
like,
and she's
face
not really
frozen,
ever in fright. She's just kind of, I don't even know, she's just kind of flighty. I don't think a lot of things register for Katie. And I think that's what makes her so special.
Yeah. I mean, the only time I've ever seen her upset was when she threw a golfing party because she's
golf.
A golfing golf? Reporter. Everyone was golfing and she sucks ass at golfing and was getting so frustrated hitting the balls. But other than that, cool as a cucumber.
She's cool as a cucumber. Don't have custody of all my kids. No biggie. They wanted it that way, darling.
And so then the other women, they're all together and they're like, you know, talking shit about Katie. And they're like, Shannon doesn't get that it's like, we're not ganging up on her. We're just like, she's trying to make us look bad. But we really just want Katie to fess up on camera. Because we all like got shit for coming after her so hard when really she did. We all know she did talk about like Emily's kids to bloggers. We all know that she did like call Backrit on Heather, which like that's so like you don't need to lie about Heather calling Backrit. We all know she calls Backrit all the time. So like,
by the way, here's the tea. Anytime you see a paparazzi shot from Backrit, that celebrity has called Backrit.
Backrit That's how like Backrit works at this point.
Backrit,
it's like
if they're on Backrit, like they've called the authorities.
Yes. And I mean, like this was Heather calling Backrit, I think. But like it was but we all know that Katie reached out to them.
Yeah.
And then had no real proof. She was just guessing. And it's like, well, yeah. Heather.
Good on her for having connections this early into her housewife career. Good on her for knowing who to contact.
I mean, I think that is the real allegation is that she could have just like changed one of her content or like her contacts to Backrit and been like, do you know Heather? Because they just text back, yes.
Isn't it weird though? Like, with
and she's like, it's a smoking gun.
Yeah, it's a smoking gun. Katie and Shannon, though, like, it is weird, like, at this point, Shannon's only beef with Katie is that she doesn't think her daughter should be on a podcast or something. Like, she was like, she's like, oh, you shouldn't, like, your children shouldn't be doing, like, interviews or blah, blah, blah. But it's like, Katie's daughter's, like, 20. She's like, you need to protect your children. And it's like, but Shannon, your kids have been on the show since you've been on the show. And they sat at a table talking about your husband's infidelity.
Yeah, but I mean, that's like, they're just instruments of Shannon's story. Whereas, like, I think what the women really fear and what was I suspect a little bit happening last season is that Katie was kind of employing her daughter Gia style as a young agent of her agenda to like spread like drama
Nepo baby between
and then like she did it also like not just like on podcasts and her TikTok, but also like when with each other's like with their kids
with
to
their
try
kids,
to turn
yeah.
their kids against each other. And I was like, okay, this is like a little too.
Listen,
I mean, it's funny, but not the kids.
Waking up in the morning.
Thinking about so many kids.
Okay, so then we got to get this outline.
Yeah. It's gonna be.
Emily's son has autism. That's worse.
No. Well, wait. We need to prep for the big dinner first. Okay, so then while the other women are talking shit about Katie, recapping all of Katie's various, like, crimes.
Misdeeds.
Then Tamara mentions that actually Shannon shouldn't be defending Katie because at the, like, promo shoot for last season, Alexis showed up. And Shannon didn't realize she would be there.
Yeah.
And Shannon is like, starts, flips out.
She storms Bedore's.
She's screaming. She's cussing. And then
she's
Katie
looking for a bathroom. She's looking for a bathroom to
she's
scream
looking for a bathroom
in.
Trying to rip off. I don't think she was mics for the photo shoot.
She's
still trying to rip it off reflexively.
Her hands just go here.
And then Katie, took a voice note of this. And
yeah, she was
then
on the phone with her husband, talking to her husband, Matt, hangs up on him without saying bye, and then just immediately starts recording Shannon.
Yes.
Like one does when you've just started a show, season one, about somebody who's been on the show basically since it started.
Right. And this, of course, is like the crime that Brittany was absolutely roasted over the coals for in the Salt Lake City finale when she's caught recording a voice note of all of the women. Like, it's the ultimate no. And to make it even worse, and the language around this really made me laugh quite a bit, she sent it apparently to Alexis while Shannon's in an active lawsuit. It's never that Shannon's in a lawsuit or litigation. It's like, it was active. How dare you do it when the lawsuit is active?
It's litigation. poor Shannon, man. She's just always. Every day, what we talked about, she's Moaning Myrtle, and she is Kathy from Kathy Comics. Every day is a Monday for Shannon.
I mean, to be honest, Michelle, I was thinking this and I was like, you know, Vicky said she was being crucified on the cross like Jesus was, but like Shannon really is being crucified on the cross like Jesus was. She did nothing wrong. It's true. It really is true. Our patron saint of misery, she cries so we can live.
Yeah, I know. Here lies Michelle and Lauren, because every time we see her, we're like, oh, I'm dead.
So then, Emily's son has autism.
Well, we're not going to say that
sure
he has autism.
Yet.
He has not been diagnosed. He has been diagnosed with something called ARFID, which is an eating disorder that is very closely linked with autism. A lot of children and people who have ARFID do have other sensory issues. And so a lot of times they're very, very closely linked. But I don't want to say that he does have autism. But I do applaud Emily for talking about it so openly, especially because her son is a little bit older. And so I think a lot of people think, well, if they haven't been diagnosed by like 3 or 4, then they probably won't get diagnosed. But you can really get diagnosed at any age. And she's talking about all of the different signs. And she is trying really hard to advocate for him. But I don't think that she's publicly come out and said, like, he has been diagnosed at this point. So I want to be really careful with that.
Yes, yes. They said that the school suspects, telling them they think that because he's had a sudden, like, behavioral regression.
And he's always had, like, different sensory issues. And I'm just speaking as somebody who does have a child who is autistic. I do appreciate that it is. I mean, obviously, she's going through it. And it's a whole thing when you're going through a diagnosis like that. But I do appreciate her talking about it so openly, and it's more interesting to hear about that than about her fucking hip.
Definitely. And yeah, it's good to even though, you know, she probably does think vaccines caused it. I do think the representation was like was good because it was like I saw kind of what I see somewhat with you and Jason, which was like the mom versus the dad approach was very similar to you guys. Shane is more like, I don't really care so much about the diagnosis and like learning everything about it and like trying to see how to control. He's like, I just want to support. Like, I want to find ways to support and like, you know, accept. Whereas Emily is more like, I have to find out exactly what's going on and that's how I'm going to help. You know, it's like that really, that does like, I feel like reflect.
And I think it's like, I think that's a pretty normal dynamic. And I think honestly, that's like a healthy dynamic if you have a child that you suspect may be on the autism spectrum, because like, for me, I mean, just my experience is like, I wanted to know if she had it. I was going to do everything I could to get her the, not trying to see if I wanted her to be autistic, but it's like, I wanted her to have access to therapies that would help her advocate and communicate and navigate a world that is not built for the autistic brain. So without the diagnosis, it is hard to also, it's very difficult to get access and insurance, honestly, to cover a lot of the therapies that, you know, you need if you have autism. So
right.
But
Also Shane, did he get Turkish hair transplant?
He's a dork.
He has a lot more hair than last year. Sorry.
I don't know. I mean, they're such a strange couple. I'll never understand them.
Think that they're like scenes like this where I'm like, I do think they're good together though.
Yeah, because he's just like, whatever. And he's just like, I don't even know. Like, I guess I'll just like deal with like my drunk, crazy wife while I'm over here sober, failing the bar exam for 20 years straight in Mormon. Like, it's so strange, their relationship, but they make it work, honey.
They make it work. Okay, so then we have a scene of Tamara and Heather in bed where Heather goes, I hung out with Gretchen, and Tamara goes, oh, God.
Yeah, she was very, she was Shannon coded there.
Shannon core.
Yeah,
oh, God.
Tamara's house is like under construction, so they have to like eat in Shannon. I mean, they have to eat in Tamara's bedroom. So they go up to the bedroom and like, Heather has to open her bottle of shams and she spills it all over Tamara's bed and floor. But
lots of spillage this episode.
They manage to have a good time.
So Tamara also throws shade at Gretchen about how incredibly filtered all her pictures are, which I did need to make the show. So I'm glad I checked it off.
This was very funny, actually, because Heather is like, I hung out with Gretchen. And then Tamara's like, does she have a nose?
Yeah, because she doesn't in the Instagram filters. And then they show pictures of her, her and Slade's daughter as well, who's 5. And they spared her on that one. They chose like maybe the 2 unfiltered photos that Gretchen has posted of her daughter. Thank God. Because I was like, maybe let's, you know, not go there. But Gretchen filters and Facetunes the fuck out of her child, and it's disturbing. So then Gretchen, she has her talking head and she's like, here I am. I look the same, frozen
not
in
a
time.
Fast leg. Yeah.
Not a scotch of plastic surgery. And Cam at this point goes, oh wait, I know, who is this porn person? I feel like I know. I'm like, no, that's Gretchen, babe. He's like, what? Because clearly, I mean, I don't think she's had plastic surgery.
She had her
surgery,
boobs done, right?
But she's had her, other than her boobs. And then obviously she's had facelift,
lots
Botox,
of fillers.
Filler.
She's a lot of fillers. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which technically, like, Botox and fillers are not surgery. They're just cosmetic procedures. But,
right.
Yeah.
But I think she's been lifted, many lifted, 2 lifts, I'd say.
Something strange is going on with Slade. His look, I don't even know how to describe it. First of all, he's dyed his hair brown. We've only ever known him.
It looks so bad.
He looks insane.
Yeah. It's so light brown too. I hate that like friggin' just for men dye job. Like, just gray hair is sexy. Like, ugh. Anyways.
something's off with Slade. Like, he's
always off.
Well, he's just always been so, like, when the camera's on, he's going to hog that screen and he's going to do the most. And I felt like this episode, he was really subdued. I was like, what's going on with Slade? Something's up with Slade. He's just too quiet.
I think it's because, well, we'll get into it, like, but I think that it's because he really can't get, it's not going to be good for him if he gets in the mix, you know, like, but we'll get into the whole, lots of rehashing of old drama this episode, which actually we love because we, you know, we just recapped all the old drama.
The golden years.
So they go to Katie and her husband and Jen and Ryan, and they all meet up to be like the We Hate Tamara Club.
Yeah.
Like Gretchen and Alexis and some of the housewives famously did when Tamara was fired, how they all celebrated as the We Hate Tamara Club and got a cake. Gretchen alludes to this episode about how much all the other housewives have hated her. And Gretchen also tries to throw shade up. The editors kind of shade her back. Gretchen's like, all the women said that me and Slade's relationship was fake, but look at us now. We're still not married, though. 16 years later, they're all divorced, but me and Slade still aren't married. And then the editors just show clips of the women being like, well, it seems like the engagement was for TV. I don't think you're really going to get married. And then it's come back to Gretchen being like, we are not married.
Told you so. Told you so. Face. Yeah, we did it. We did it, Joe.
Yes. And then Gretchen apparently said that, like, or no, Tamara is mad at Gretchen still. Her, like, case is that when Sydney actually posted after season 10 reunion, before season 11 on Facebook, the post we talked about where she's like, my mom just, she could have a relationship with me, but she wants to keep talking about me on the show. And I'm like, stop.
Yeah.
And we will have one, but she can't. And then Gretchen posted underneath in a comment like, same girl, totally, to the 16-year-old. Like, you and I have both been so
I get
fucked
it.
Over she's, by your mom.
She's really fucked us. Yeah.
You and I are really the same. Over, we've both been through this same thing with me having Tamara as a coworker and you having her as a mother. You and I, we get it.
Exactly. We've both been so embarrassed and felt her wrath. It's like, girl. What
but that is doing? How Gretchen that thinks. I think probably even up. Now, yeah. Where it's like, well, I am baby. Baby. Baby never did nothing wrong.
Baby.
So then
I'm the baby.
Gotta love me. Yeah. So then they all meet up for hot pots so Katie can like
Katie's hosting a lunch to apologize, but she's just like teaching
but she's really,
a hot pot.
Yes. And she's kind of told Shannon, like, I don't really feel sorry about doing that.
Yeah, I don't know what's
and
happening.
Shannon's like, well, just say it. You got to just, like, you know, say it to move forward. And Katie's like, maybe.
Maybe.
I did do
Listen,
it.
Whoever that her know. Doctor is, I want one of those.
I'll have what she's
She's
having.
Got a doctor field it. She's got a Huey Lewis in the news, doctor.
Yes.
You know, the girls who get it.
So then also it's so funny that they're meeting up for a hot pot. It was giving me a little bit of like the New York Miami dinner where it's like there's so much steam everywhere while they're having this fight. It's like steam all over people's
they're
faces.
Sweaty and confused. Like,
I really liked the this is what OC always nails is like comedic background.
Yeah, just like it's like a torture chamber.
Yes. So Gina is the spokesman of this meeting. She's like, wait, Katie, we're not trying to gang up on you. We just want you to explain like why you keep talking to bloggers and like you're doing it publicly. They're like, you know, they just want her to cop to the blogger who said Tamara was threatening to sue her. It's like they caught Katie also publicly commenting on her page. So they know they talked to her. Like she talked to her and Katie's like, okay. I may have done that. And Gina's like, but it's weird that when we asked you yesterday, you were like, I don't remember. It's like, how many bloggers are you talking to that you're like, oh, I don't know. Oh, yeah. And then Shannon's like, well, I just don't like how they all gang up on, how you guys all ganged up on her. Like, you've got a point, but it's 5-1. And then Gina is like, well, I mean, Shannon, Tamara said that, you know, it's happened to you. Like, Katie recorded you flipping out about Alexis and then shared it with her. And Shannon goes, you what?
You. Oh, what? No. And she's starting. Yeah.
And Katie goes, and Katie, like, doesn't even, like, really try to. She's such a bad liar.
She's trying to retrace her steps.
Without having any inflection, she's like, well, I mean, I recorded a voice. I recorded Shannon on a voice note and sent it to Matt. And it's like,
what I have to deal with. And then, yeah, I had Alexis listen to it when she was suing you.
And Emily's like, well, how did Alexis even know about it? And Katie's like, well, and points to Jen, told Alexis. And Jen is like, I don't remember either. I don't know.
I didn't know.
That's like a normal housewife reaction, right? Whereas Katie is like, I was just telling my husband what was going on.
I was just telling him, and then I told everybody at this table, and
me and Jen told Alexis, and she forgot, and that's that.
Yeah, whatever. Is it a crime? Okay, this is gonna have to get cut. But oh my god, so Lindsay.
Oh, yeah. I could see it. Yeah.
Recording somebody without their knowledge.
And then being what's the big deal?
No, I'm just going to tell everybody and just, they're not going to be horrified because I don't know what's horrifying about it.
Yeah. So what's really funny is that, like, we cut to Katie's talking head as Shannon, Shannon's like, but what? No, you didn't tell your husband, Katie. You recorded me and sent it to your husband and showed Alexis. And then Katie's like, her talking head is like, honestly, like, yeah, I was pissed. This was supposed to be a fun day for us shooting promos. And Shannon is yelling.
She was like yelling. And it was like, what else was I supposed to do? I can't think of any other thing. What is the natural human response? I'm pretty sure I just did it. This is just something human,
I feel like her heartbeat is like 20 beats per minute. Like, she's just like ice water in the veins.
Yeah, she's
Shannon, Tamara, Gina, Emily screaming at you, and you're just like blinking. Like, well, I just told my husband.
Yeah, I just told my husband in the chat. I was doing litigation with Alexis.
Do you think Katie is a robot? Do you think she's our first housewife robot?
Oh my god. Well,
they're trying to like sneak them in.
I'm fine with it. You know what?
I love it, actually.
I love it. We need a Katie on every franchise at this point.
It's just
all of Beverly Hills with a Katie.
Oh my god. Cuz it's again kind of like the opposite of Kelly Dodd, where Kelly Dodd was so nasty and like impulsive that like the women didn't know how to react, and Katie is so like unbothered.
So it's making everybody else react because they're like, how are you not seeing this is like happening? Horrible behavior and like what's going on. I don't even like, I want to hear more from Matt. Like, I need to know more about that relationship and how he like what goes on, what their dynamic is, because if this is just how she is, like what has happened in their life?
I'm so fascinated by her. I'm so fascinated that she's a golf reporter who hates golf and is horrible at it. I need to know. I mean, again, it's giving Bravo Bilter. They had the technology. Yeah. They filled out a fake like job for her.
Yeah.
Like, and then programmed her. They couldn't program her to golf well, and so
malfunction. The guy that she followed around was like a Bravo producer, and he's like, okay. You're coming with me. You got what it takes, kid.
She's Alec Baskin's wife into the mix.
You got what it takes, kid. You're going places. I know a star when I see one. Quick sidebar, though. Oh, my God. Pop culture memory, but it's not even a memory. It was just, like, announced. Erika Jayne's going to trial for $25 million.
Really?
Yeah, it's going to
Which
trial.
One? One of the Orphans and Widows?
One of the Orphans and the Widows and the plane victims. Remember, Dorit?
Yes.
The orphans and the widows. Plane victims.
Good. Plane I mean, victims, honestly, yeah. Make Beverly Hills just her Court TV trial. That's the only way you'll get me back. Or get put Nancy five Katie sex robots in there.
Get Otherwise, Nancy Grace.
Nancy Grace.
Get Nancy Grace.
That's who we need.
We need Nancy Grace. She should be on Beverly Hills. I think she'd be so funny on that show.
Sutton did get drunk and betray Kyle. Okay. Yeah, new talent.
So back to
new talent, AI talent.
Our sleepy sociopath.
Yes, yes. Okay, so so then Shannon kind of like, Shannon's actually stayed really calm. I mean, maybe it's Katie's influence. It's
or
like,
maybe she's scared, like she doesn't know where the bathroom is. I think
she doesn't actually, she gets trapped because there's a big wine bar in back. So then she's kind of like,
she's like, I gotta go. Like, and everybody knows, like, she's like, and they're like, it's time for you to go, right? She's like,
oh my gosh, it's so funny. She's like, yeah, like, so she's like processing. And then she's like, so now that I started to process, and then Emily goes, you're going to go. Yeah. And then Shannon goes, yep. And everyone goes, yep. Bye-bye. Yep. Okay. Bye-bye. Boundaries. Bye-bye. Love it.
Yep. And she's already like grabbing her mic.
I just kind of love that where I honestly, that's my prediction as to why Tamara storms out of the girls trip. Cause we all know she leaves because like, I think she's sick of like Shannon. Shannon is the star. She is allowed to leave whenever she wants because she's so funny at it. And like, you know, that's like the show is Shannon leaving places. Shannon but Tamara, that's not her thing. She does need to sit there and take it. And
she
like,
needs to sit and take it. It like, because Shannon, it's like, it's funny though, because they'll still record her. She'll still be on like film. Like walking down the street.
Through in the bathroom, through the tent, like the tinted glass, like the frosty glass panels. It looks peering into the stall.
Their London trip last year when she just leaves her own birthday party. Yes. Remember that? And she's just like walking down the street.
Down the cobblestone streets, camera following her.
The camera guy just following her. It's like,
roaring to herself, like.
You know, oh my God. Oh, that was a very funny scene though. And that like the waiters are holding her cake and singing happy birthday and she's sleeping. Shannon, we love you.
I love you. Yeah, that's my prediction is that like Tamara, because she knows that like she was, I think probably she'll make Teddy's brain cancer part of her storyline. And she's like, I think sometimes she's like, I wish I was like the grand damn diva and I didn't have to like have to work so hard digging stuff up and which we'll get into her fight with Gretchen and having to like play mastermind. And then the, you know, now the way fans are, they all shit all over me for it. And she's like, I want to have my Shannon diva moment. And I kind of, babe, do you? I love that for you. You'll never be Shannon, but you got to pretend for a day, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so then Katie and Gina are trying to make up where Gina's like, look, we're not trying to hurt you. So we really all we want is, you know, apologize and stop, like, obviously talking to bloggers and recording us and getting caught. And then Katie's like, look, it was a fucked up thing to do, and I regret doing it. But what I miss most? Talking and laughing and hanging out with Gina. And it's like, you're talking to Gina.
Wait.
You're looking Gina in the eyes. And
it's like, it's like, oh no, there's, you know, this one's still in testing.
Still in beta mode.
iRobot. Eugenia.
She's like, I regret last year. I thought it was an eat or be eaten situation. And then she moves a Kleenex to her eye, dry eye, and sticks the dabs no tears
she's
out of it.
She's trying to make herself cry by punching herself.
No, don't cry, Katie. You'll rust.
Yeah, exactly.
So then Shannon leaves on, and her final line is, this is pure evil betrayal.
What else would she say? Like, I'll talk to you ladies later. I will catch up. Yeah. Call me, girls. Gotta run. No, it's always like, it's so insane.
So then, So then everyone's being like trying to transition into the Tamara Gretchen fight that's going to happen. They're like, so we've all done stuff. Everyone says like, we've all done stuff. We've all done stuff until finally Gretchen pops in and is like, well, Tamara's done the most stuff. And they're like, okay. She's still trying to get in there.
We get it. You don't know anybody on the cast right now except Tamara from 12 years ago. We get it. Yeah.
And then Tamara's like, I don't do stuff. And Gretchen's like, you say stuff on podcasts about Slade as a deadbeat dad.
Right.
And it's like, Gretchen, don't. I don't know. I think it's like
we gotta stop talking about the deadbeat dad stuff, Gretchen.
It's the one way I feel like where people don't mind Tamara being a messy mudslinging bitch because it's an appalling
story. He never did pay that child support, and I think that's why they never got married. Because I don't think Gretchen ever wants to be responsible.
No, she still owes back child support debt. Like, you know, it's bad. It's
a job still.
He works for her so that he doesn't have to report his money for taxes. It's like, girl, do not. Obviously, she still doesn't take responsibility and blames Tamara as being the reason people know. Yeah. Which, honey, if she didn't, you coming on the show now for the first time, this would be everyone finding out for the first time. Like, you know, it's like, even if she didn't bring it up, this is the way it works now.
Yeah.
Like, Tamara was ahead of the curve.
We just
gotta
get her a different storyline.
She needs something different.
Away from the Slade stuff.
But here's the thing.
I don't think he wants to be in
it. I don't think he does either. I think he gets more that, like, you know, that's bad if it comes up on the, you know, if he gets in it.
Especially because, like, one of his sons has, like, since passed away, you know.
Right,
so.
Right. It's ugly, and it's like the fact that Gretchen is talking about this and acting like she's the victim in this. It's like, ooh, you know, it's like they brought you back because there's so much anti-Tamara tides, and, you know, you could be really sympathetic and, like, you know, a counterweight to her, but it's like that's the part that you never want to bring up on camera, Gretchen, even though it's the part that you are the most angry about. Still to this day.
Right.
So it's going to be hard for her not to go there, but not good. So then they, they yell. Oh, it's so funny when Gretchen's like, honestly, Gretchen, she's rusty. She's always sucked at dog walking people though. She's like, you're the one that's a liar. And Bravo has to like, be the one to like pull up all the headlines to show Tamara's lies because Gretchen sucks. They're like, Jimbalino lawsuit, like, and then Gretchen's like, and then almost you got sued recently, almost. And then like Tamara looks straight at Jen and goes, and that was a mistake, and I'm very sorry about that.
Yes, and I did not mean to say that, and I was definitely overserved at the Watch What Happens Live Clubhouse, which I do always love to be invited to, Andy. And like Gretchen is just like, she randomly started talking about Jeff. She's like, and you were mean to Jeff when he had cancer, was dying. And it's like, these things, maybe some viewers haven't even gone back to those very, very old seasons and have no idea what Gretchen's talking
about.
But
if you are curious, then please visit our back catalog, our playlist and oral history of every OC season on YouTube, because we have covered them in depth. And then basically, who Gretchen was when she left really lines up with who she is now. I'm not saying there's been no growth. Tamara could just bring out the worst in her, but I'm also confidently saying I think there has been no growth. I think she's exactly the same.
Yeah, she's exactly the same. Hairstyle's the same. House is the same.
Frozen in time.
In time. She just doesn't have. She's like Encino Man.
She is. They unthawed her.
She's Brendan Fraser.
For Tamara to rip her a new asshole, and then they push her back to Newport.
We need Pauly Shore.
True.
Do some comedic, like,
honestly,
back and forth with Gretchen.
Gretchen is the Pauly Shore of Housewives.
Yeah.
You know what you're getting. It's not great. Mm-hmm.
You know the
but
cadence
you know
you're
going to
get. Leaning Tower.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Okay, so then they fight about Tamara's thing is lame too, bringing up like the Sydney Sydney Facebook post.
You also have to stop talking about Sydney.
Yes. It's like that is her version of the Slade child support, where I'm like, Tamara, don't, it makes you so much
stop
worse.
Talking,
it is like,
yeah, stop
literally
the kids.
It's the darkest catch 22 that she finds herself in, where it's like, she has a daughter who won't talk to her until she stops making her a storyline on the show. And yet she cannot help but continuing to make that daughter a storyline on the show. So the relationship keeps not happening. And it's like, girl, let it go. You gotta let it
go. Yeah, girl. Like, Mean Girls, like, stop trying to make Sydney happen, okay?
Yes.
Stop trying to make Sydney happen.
Yes.
Let's let Katie's daughter have a turn. She wants some screen time.
Oh, my God. Katie's daughter on Love Island.
Oh. Katie's daughter as a babysitter. Babysitter's Club.
Okay, and so then Gretchen's last line is like, so spin your lies and manipulation. You are the liar beyond liars.
Tamara's like, okay, girl.
Okay, whatever. And then everyone's like, you know, like Gretchen and Tamara kind of like, their heart isn't even like, well, obviously Gretchen is still furious, but Tamara's like,
yeah.
Whatever, queen. And then everyone's like, okay, thanks for having us, Katie. Bye. And then
hey,
Emily.
Great event. Oh, my God. Talk about egg on your face.
More like egg in her purse. Emily, when they were doing, like, for Hot Pot, of course, for Shabu Shabu, you get all of your, like vegetables,
this,
eggs. We did know a girl like this. Always with the
her
egg.
Her pursed food.
Her purse.
I didn't ever think we would ever experience this again, Lauren, after that relationship that we had with that former friend of ours. We no longer speak to her. I never thought we'd ever see a woman ever purse food
person
again.
Yes. I mean, my first guess, if you told me seeing someone purse a raw egg on Real Housewives, I would have said number one with a bullet, Kim Richards.
Oh,
nope.
Oh, yeah. Nor she would have thought it was like a, you know, and then maybe like one of them would be like, it's a yoni egg or, you know.
Yeah, something like that, Dorit, you know, trying to jade egg her cooch or something.
Yeah.
My last guess would have been Emily. Assuming it's a hard-boiled egg and she's on a protein sort of diet. So she purses it while getting
even
her food for Shabu Shabu, like, for getting all of her raw,
yeah,
which, like,
and it's
you
like,
put
it's
in
a
the
hot
pot to cook.
You're there to cook it.
And then, so she pulls it out of her purse, it cracks in her hand, spills everywhere, everyone's cracking up, and I'm thinking, like, these girls did not know how hot pot works. You know Katie did not explain it to them, and they are all going to get food poisoning from undercooked
meat.
None
of them ate.
100%.
None of them even seemed like, I don't think any of them ate. Like,
no, they just like
oh,
wiped all the steam
they were like,
off their faces. Yeah, what?
Yeah, they were all just getting a steam bath and Katie's like, what's going on? It's spa day, girls.
Yeah. Katie, she's not going to be the one to walk you through it in a scene. She's
not
going to be the
one
to kind of
explain things clearly. Yeah, we don't go to Katie for direction. Was the one who will actually follow you in a car with her infant.
Okay, let's end on that. That's a good zing. All right. We love you guys. We're going to keep recapping OC as long as it's good. Love you. Going to have some, might have a special guest on and do a little Miami catch up later on in the month.
Yes.
And we love you guys. Bye, students. Mwah.
Bye. Mwah. That's pretty good.